It's a sad state of affairs. Nobody wins. Joe doesn't. We don't. And obviously St Johnstone don't. So, but the players' health is more important than anything else in these circumstances.
Yeah, so for all intents and purposes, Barry, he's already back home and has essentially quit professional football as it is. But if you can get this special dispensation, that would mean he could go back and play part-time in his native Northern Ireland.
Yeah, which is what he wants to do. And, you know, we want to grant that wish if we can. However, like I say, there is big problems with FIFA. Whether they'll give special permission, your guess is as good as mine. But we're hoping, because of the mitigating circumstances, I mean, obviously he ain't going to play for St Johnstone, he ain't going to play for Peterborough, no matter what happens. So it seems, hopefully, common sense will prevail, and we'll let the boy go home to play and work.
Yeah, it must be frustrating. Of course, the situation overcomplicated by the fact we're in between a transfer window, and the rules mean that obviously you have to get a contract ripped up before you can play for another club. So that in itself is a frustration for the player, I guess, and the clubs involved.
Well, but basically, also explained to Joe, you know, did he want a week or two back at home to consider his future? Because as the FIFA rules are at the minute, as he's played for us for 20 minutes against Millwall and played for St Johnstone, that means he can't sign and play for another club this year. So it's even further complicated by that. So whether FIFA would accept him if he signed for a club in that league, I don't know. We all don't know. But obviously the main thing is he doesn't want to be a professional footballer anymore. We understand that things haven't worked out. He's very miserable in England or Scotland, so he's gone home. So we understand that. We just want to do the best we can to give him an opportunity to, you know, go back home, get a job and play part-time.